This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Yo! Pleased to meet you, bitch. It's about to get real.
Yeah. Swiping honeys on my Tinder trying to hit that. Swiping money from my parents getting thick cash. This foul is so nefarious, I'm getting whiplash. I'm too embarrassed to admit I got a dick rash. All alone, wishing someone would sex me. I'm trying to catch a bone like I'm Theodore Leslie. I'm looking down the road, wondering what is ahead of me. I'm searching for advice, hoping someone can help me. HeadGum's got that shit I need. If I were you, the show, episodes every week. Hosted by two Hasidic bitches dripping in steez. Dispensing shitty wisdom, pretending they know what it means. Please.
If I were you, if I were you, if I were you now.
Come and listen to If I Were You, the podcast.
If I were you, if I were you, if I were you now.
Any sticky situation, these boys can solve that.
If I were you, if I were you, if I were you now.
Jake and Amir sitting here, put you on blast.
If I were you, if I were you, if I were you now.
And Amir is a chipmunk.
Shut up! Oh, fuck you, dude!
All right. Anna, what do you think?
That was amazing.
Do you think that sounds like it would be me if I rapped?
Yeah.
I'd actually think that that's what I would sound like.
That was actually written and recorded by a guy named Jacob LeGrand.
Oh, wow.
So I feel like we've said that before, the whole Jake sounds like Jake. All Jakes basically sound alike.
I could see that.
Yeah.
He says he submitted a theme song not twice, but once before, and you haven't used it, which is why I think I'm more than a little coy. It's truly a gem of me. P.S. Give me 20 cents and I'll butt fuck you.
Sweet.
That's from
a video. He didn't just come up with that. That's actually something Amir and I came up with.
That's awesome.
The reason it's so funny and interesting to say that is because we came up with it, not because Jacobs did on his email. Anyway, Anna, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh my God, thank you so much for having me.
Anna, to me, you have three different last names.
Yes, well.
Which one do you actually go by?
My full name is Anna Merida Nikolic.
Okay, and my phone, you're Anna Rosenberg.
Oh, yeah, well, that's my third one, right? Yeah. I use different aliases depending on, you know.
That's right.
What grift I'm pulling at the time. But, I used to really be Anna Merida. Now I'm Anna Nikolic, but maybe I'll just go back to being all three, right?
You should.
Okay.
Drop Anna, actually. Merida Nikolic Rosenberg. Well, Merida is a cool first name.
It is, right?
I'll say that.
What about just Anna?
Had your fiance on the show a bunch before. I don't know if people have tied that together.
Oh, yes. Me and Dave Rosenberg are engaged.
That's how we met you.
Now, yeah. I steal a lot of my jokes from Dave, and I think he steals a lot of his jokes from you. So we're finally gone straight to the source.
So you are me.
Yes, essentially.
Oh my gosh.
On this podcast, I am you. I'm the Merida transplant.
I like that.
The just Anna.
You're not just Dave's fiance. More importantly, you're Dave's now podcast co-host on Twinnovation, right?
Yes, I can't believe it. I don't know how I conned my way. And now I'm here.
Well, he was also pitching a lot of your ideas on Twinnovation.
That's definitely true.
What role have you absorbed on Twinnovation? What space do you fill for that podcast?
I thought I was gonna be like the host, but I'm definitely not. Dave is definitely the host.
Dave is the host.
Yeah, Dave just took over like a dictator and made himself the host, and he introduces himself first every week. Still,
that's nice.
I feel like I'm just like kind of a moderator, maybe, like cool. when they start going off track.
You bring them back.
A bit, but what we go off track a lot.
What is your, sorry, are you burping, man?
Me?
Yeah.
I would never.
You've burped, I think, multiple times since we started.
I'm just trying to rub in the fact that I can burp.
Fuck off, man. What do you think is your marquee invention? What are you known for?
Oh my God. Well, I feel like I started out really strong once I joined. I just had like a bunch of ideas basically that I just write down anyway, ready to go. But as the weeks have gone on, I'm getting like weaker and weaker.
You're phoning it in now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not phoning it in. It's hard to come up with a new invention every week, like a legit good one.
I've been on a guest on Twinnovation 4 times. And I think like after the second, like yeah. I have another idea.
How many inventions am I supposed to have? I don't know. I mean, I had one a few weeks ago that was called the Quacker, which is just a box that makes noise so that it won't be so awkward when you go somewhere. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
If there was just a box sitting on the table and it's like an awkward situation, like you're meeting your fiance's family for the first time or something, and suddenly this box just goes like quack, like, and it's like, what is that? And you have to just start explaining what it is and talking about it.
Oh, I see.
It sort of just like gives you a little.
This box is like a conversation starter.
Yeah, it's just like a little colorful and mirrored box, almost like a children's toy that makes noise. You could just talk about it endlessly.
That's cool. And why does it quack?
Oh, I don't know. That's kind of what I mean about phoning it in. Like, I just, that's what came to me first.
Like, the idea of a box that distracts from awkward situations is good.
Yeah.
Make it quack, why not?
Yeah, exactly. And also, everyone said this was actually my worst idea, so I don't know why I decided to display it on this show.
What are you known for? You specifically said, I had a lot of good ideas. I'm known for my one flub, a mirrored box that quacks.
I can't remember any of my good ones now.
Well, I think Dave is probably known for, I guess the no. The
meat thing?
A meat, yeah.
That's not animal. Mine. I can't take credit for that.
I also think Dave would be known for the true root, which is jarred women's farts that he was mailing out.
That's also not mine, and I'm glad that it's not.
Yeah, of course.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's try to answer some questions, because we don't usually have a wise female guest imparting her wisdom. It's usually just me and Jake sort of farting back and forth into each other's assholes.
That's right. I don't know if you've listened to the show in a while, but it's pivoted.
Oh, wow.
To smut.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I'm here.
I should say that this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the interweb hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake.
And I'm Ona.
Nice.
Was I not supposed to jump in there?
No, that was perfect.
Sorry, guys.
If there's ever like a weird lull in the conversation, we should just start quacking.
Yeah. Ana's wearing a mirrored jumpsuit today.
What is that?
Never an awkward silence when my suit makes all these noises.
All right, we got a question from a lady. Ana, we just need to give her a fake name to preserve her anonymity.
Nice.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah.
Effie.
Effie.
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
E-F-F-Y.
All right. Effie writes, what up, dweebs? I'll get right to the problem. I broke up with my boyfriend 5 months ago and we haven't spoken since. However, he reached out to me yesterday and said that he got logged out of his Facebook account and wants me to resend all the photos and videos from our old Facebook Messenger conversation.
What?
This wouldn't really be a big deal. However, in those photos and videos, there are some nudie pics and a few videos that I don't really feel comfortable with him having anymore. When I expressed this concern to him, he said he really wants these pictures and videos because it's the only thing he finds attractive anymore, and he still watches them all the time.
Oh.
I don't know what to do. I mean, I knew he had them all this time, and I haven't really thought anything of it. But now knowing that he still watches them all the time, and it's the only thing he can get off to, it feels like I'm a porn star to him or something. The videos aren't even good, LOL. Ugh, do I resend the photos because he had them before so it wouldn't be any different? Or can I just not send it to him and blue ball this guy forever? For some context, me and this guy dated for about a year and didn't end up on the worst terms, but the breakup was definitely one-sided. He tried to get back quite a few times. Yeah. So would sending these pictures and videos be leading him on, or would it just be a nice thing to do? Thanks, love, Effie.
What? Oh,
that's right.
My God.
So what?
First of all, you know that this girl is super young, like possibly an actual teenager, like just from the fact that she's even questioning if she should send this ex-boyfriend her nudes.
Yeah, she can't be that young because she's on Facebook. That's an old person platform.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, obviously the answer is just an outright, of course not. Right?
Yeah. I mean, that is the huevos on the guy to even ask.
Yeah.
For like, it's, and to be like, hey, like, I've lost our whole conversation. Resend it to me. Like, maybe that's like your ploy, hoping that she doesn't notice.
Exactly.
But then once she's like, well, I don't want to send you the whole thing. There's some news. She's like, well, actually, that's the only thing I wanted.
I actually jerk off to them every day.
Yeah, like, the lie is fully revealed.
Yeah.
And now he's like, still. He's like, all right, so yeah, I'm just going to come clean. I specifically want the nudes because I specifically need to jerk off to them.
Yeah, and she's considering
it. Do you think this is a lie? Do you think this is a lie just to get back into her good graces? I mean, it seems like he could just reset his password, but he's like, I don't want to like go through the whole ordeal of thinking about an 8 alphanumeric thing. Just send me the nudes.
Yeah, it is weird that he, why does he want...
Right? I don't know my mother's maiden name. How would I ever get back into my Facebook now? That is so weird. I would actually think that this guy is creepy and a stalker at this point. Because 5 months ago?
Yes. And like if he's specifically saying that he wants the photos because he's not over you. Mm-hmm. And like in a kind of not just like a I miss you way, but almost like a gross way.
Yeah.
I still need you to... I need these to jack off.
Yeah.
It's a bridge too far.
I feel
it's
like
a bridge too far.
He asked because he knew she was the type of person that would even consider it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would be a no-go.
Right.
Not only is she considering it, she's considering it enough that she wrote in about it to you guys.
And she almost like defends it. Like, or, should I do it or do I have to give him blue balls?
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Oh, would not, it be a nice
it's not
thing?
Blue balls.
Yeah.
Just to not give him the old photos of you. That's like, not blue balls.
She owes him a little bit, maybe, is the implication.
She
it would be nice.
I would, yeah, you would owe him nothing, for sure.
I think he's just trying to, like, reopen up a conversation with her, and he's like, this is his, like, weird, drunken, flirtatious way of doing it, being like, I can't get our nudes, I miss us, do you have the videos, just send it to me. If you don't have it, maybe send a new one.
I mean, if this is his game... Like, if even looking at it from every possible angle, like, the absolute worst is that he's kind of a scumbag who's, like, specifically just asking for old nude photos because he, like, can't get over it. And he's, like, kind of, I don't know, just, like, an aggrieved stalker. That's absolute worst case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Best case scenario, which is what you're saying, is that, like, he's trying to just keep the door open. This is the worst attempt at flirting I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So he's bad at that, too.
Exactly. And also, I don't like that we're trying to make this seem sweet somehow. Like, this isn't flirty. This isn't, like, a olive branch. This is, like, a pervy, like, asking for someone's nudes. How does she trust that, like, he's just going to, like, sweetly keep these for his own, like, pleasure anyway? It's like...
Right.
She just asked him to promise.
I mean, why doesn't she just give him her Facebook password? That way she's not resending it.
Ooh.
It's just letting him have carte blanche access to her messages and information, etc.
Yeah.
That way he can post on the wall. He can respond to the messages.
And then he
can sort of snoop to see if she's sent the nudes or videos to anybody else, which he sort of deserves as the ex-boyfriend.
He could keep an eye on her goings about, etc., etc.
But also,
and
if
he
this
can keep
is like
a spy on her
directly, if this is his like fat material, he logs on to Facebook every time he wants to look at these. Like, I'm surprised he didn't save them already, like to his own device.
That's a mistake.
Yeah, you know?
He dropped the ball there.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
she chalked up these nudes to like, you know, that's just like. That's lost. That's a lost cause.
Mm-hmm.
He's got them already.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's like, okay, so here's the thing. The nudes that you thought that I had that you were maybe like gonna just have to be okay with, I don't have them, which is like, that's good.
Yeah.
So, wow, my ex doesn't have all these nudes.
Exactly.
That's a good thing. I've dodged a bullet.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, no, so actually, your ex should really have the nudes.
It would be the nice thing to do.
It's a bank robber that's like, When I ran out of here with a bag of cash, I think I dropped something. You guys have my wallet? And I think I left my phone, too.
I went through all the trouble, and I actually feel really sad that I didn't get to rob this bank anymore.
I left my sunglasses. Bank. Yeah. Do you see them anywhere? Holding
I want something
the bag
to remember
money?
You by, so I just want the cash. I fap to the cash.
So I think the unanimous advice is to not send him. Whether he fucked up, he's flirting, he's stupid in his own way, you don't deserve, or he doesn't deserve to have right. the photos.
He deserves
fucked up.
Varying levels of scorn that we've given him mm-hmm. from calling him an aggrieved stalker bad guy to a hopeless romantic jackass.
Yeah. So,
but none of them are good. None of it's a free pass. None of it deserves the nudes again.
Mm-mm, certainly not.
You can send him just a screenshot of a few PG-rated text messages just to piss him off.
He's kind of just taking his laptop to the genius bar, to the nerd counter at Best Buy.
The next question is, hey, so I lost my Facebook password. My girlfriend won't send me back all of the nudes. What should I do?
Actually, the next question is kind of horny related. So do you guys have a guy's name that we can call this Hornball?
Horny guy's name, Anna?
Jimbo.
Classic. It's funny how close you are to the actual name. But anyway, good guess. The last one was Eva instead of Effie, and this one is Jimno, and you guessed Jimbo. I can't fucking believe it.
Oh, my God. All
right. Jimbo writes, greetings, nerds. I'm in a bit of a moral dilemma that I think
well,
I need your guidance.
I was going to say, they're all bullying you guys right out the gate.
Yeah. Thanks for being here and standing up for us, because we usually take that shit.
Farting into each other's dicks.
Greetings, nerds. I'm in a bit of a moral dilemma, and I think I need your guidance. The other day, I was driving home from work at night, which is approximately 45 minutes. And while driving, I suddenly became horny and wanted to jack off.
My God.
I forgot my Facebook password.
So I decided in that moment to start playing a little 5-on-1. Nice.
Oh, I get it.
While driving at 100 km/h.
That's dangerous.
That's right, 60 miles per hour.
Oh, my God.
Even loading up some porn on my phone to have an occasional glance. I would be inclined to not do it again, but it was honestly the best orgasm I've ever given myself. Oh, like, I actually screamed and moaned as I came, whereas normally I'm the silent type. So my question is this bad? If no one sees me choking the chicken, it won't hurt them, right? Also, have you ever stroked your snake in a weird, unique, dangerous way?
That question's wrong. You 5-on-1.
Oh, my God. Okay.
This guy got road hand.
Road hand is a really good episode title, man.
Nice. Consider it dumb.
Wow. I mean, I think this guy just needs to, like, obviously he's into, like, risk-taking. He should just, like, choke himself, like, on land, like, not in a car, not behind the wheel of a car.
This is the first time a guest has come on the show and given the advice to choke yourself while you're jerking off.
Rather,
autoerotic asphyxiation instead of autoerotic.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Just ejaculation.
Wow.
Okay.
That was amazing.
It took some time, but if you wrote that down, that would work.
Do you guys think this is illegal?
Yeah, yes. 100%.
Yes.
If you got pulled over doing this, you would get arrested.
What's the law? What do you think the law says?
Well, it's illegal to use your phone while you're driving, so yeah. It's definitely illegal to watch porn on your phone. Like that alone.
What if you're just J-O?
Just masturbating and driving has to be illegal. It's distracted driving.
Picture like the station wagon full of kids like driving right by, seeing this like furiously jerking off like guy. Like,
oh, yeah.
Who's also...
Is it public exposure or something?
Indecent exposure? Yeah, mm-hmm. It's definitely, it's that. That's for sure.
For sure, at least.
Like, I think it's also
you can't drive without pants on?
Yeah, you can't. I mean, you can't be nude in public. Mm-mm. So that's, your car, I don't think, is private unless the windows are super tinted.
Yeah.
In which case, you can do whatever the hell you want.
You think he used, Jake, you think he used your Gatorade bottle technique?
I pee into a Gatorade bottle, Anna.
Okay.
So I will whip my dick out on the road. I've done it on the highway. That's true. Mm-hmm. That's probably minorly illegal or
to
fully
pee?
Illegal. Yeah, because you're exposing yourself to the station wagon full of kids.
That's
potentially.
True.
Yeah. So, and I do a lot of carpooling.
It was the Uber pool he was driving to.
I mean,
so this guy jerked off into a Soylent bottle, we can assume.
I guess I didn't think about what he would jerk off into. I imagine if you've got the gall to do this, he's just J-O onto his pants. Well, I was really fascinated by the detail of that he screamed
yeah,
when he came.
He screamed.
It's like making noises alone in your car, jerking driving. Off. Having such an orgasm that you're like, oh! Oh my God!
The truck going by
on the Autobahn. Oh, I'm coming.
Driving past a family that's visiting the Grand Canyon for the first time.
I actually just got a car with Apple CarPlay.
Yeah,
so I can put any video on that monitor I want, whether it be porn
you
or
can put
Waze.
Video on that monitor. My car has Apple CarPlay.
Yeah, it's just like specifically approved apps like map software. But I can sort of hack it to go to a road that looks like a tit.
Right.
That way I can still sort of get off.
If you drive near a movie theater, they'll give you like an ad on Waze for like a Catherine Zeta-Jones flick.
Ooh.
And then that's cool.
Say no more.
I don't know why the hottest actress I could think of in the moment.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Zeta.
Who's hotter than Zeta?
Also, he said no, if people can't see me jerking, it's no harm done. Which like, we're partially upset by this because people clearly could see you.
Yeah, people definitely could see you. If you got pulled over in the middle of this, it would definitely be a problem. And it's just like, you know, give the road some respect. Like, this is, you know what I mean?
Respect the road.
We've got some beautiful highways in this country, and this is not what they're supposed to be used for.
Yeah, well, this guy right. also, you could... definitely get into an accident.
Yeah.
It's 100% dangerous.
Oh, my God. Imagine that's what you're known for. He died with his pants down with porn, like the paramedics coming and finding your, like, wrecked body.
That's a good enough reason not to. Like, just imagine your dick scraping against the pavement after you keep being thrown through your windshield.
Yeah.
The autopsy is just like, why were his pants undone? Why was his dick out? What's the last thing his phone was doing?
Yep.
Oh. He had loaded up Pornhub.
Yeah, and he ejaculated at the time of death.
Yeah, what is your obituary look
at
like?
At least my best friend died getting road dome.
It really would, what a fucking thrill, though, to be like through the windshield, spinning, like about to land on the pavement mm-hmm. and coming at the same time.
Oh my God.
Could you picture?
Inception style.
Yeah. Just your orgasm as you're flying through the air, 100 miles per
hour. Hyper slow-mo.
Yeah.
All right, don't do it. Don't do this. It's dangerous and weird and amoral.
But I'll give, count. You know, you got to give an alternative. So he shouldn't jerk off while he's driving, but maybe pull over.
Mm-hmm.
If your thing is just in the car, like, I'm so horny, I have to jerk off right now, mm-hmm. maybe you just pull over. And you can watch porn there. It's a little, and I think you could be a little private. You just have a little towel.
I think he was into the danger. Do you think he was into the car factor? Or like, that's your, like, you can do it in the car. Just don't be driving. It's like,
do it in the driveway.
Park it in your garage.
It's the car. Well, I think it's the risk.
Right. But there's still a tiny risk, like if you're on the high side of the road. Mm. It's like, maybe he's into the voyeuristic public thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I think is also a little problematic, but definitely. Less problematic.
Yeah, then
than
it's also illegal.
Yeah.
if you're into the illegal aspect, doing it in your car on the side of the road in like sort of like a, you know, he's not like a full on voyeur, like jerking off, looking in other cars. I think that's super bad.
Right.
But he shouldn't jerk off while he's driving because that's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he can jerk off on the side of the road if he's into sort of like a spontaneous thing. I don't know.
I imagine you two are the parents scolding a 16-year-old boy. I mean, he can jerk off on the side of the road, Cheryl. I just don't want him to be driving.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
If you have to do it, Brian. What was this guy's name? Jimbo? Pull over. That's all we're saying, Jim.
Listen, I've had my fair share of jerking off on an airplane, trying to get off while going through the speed of sound. I mean, we've all been there. Cheryl, what?
This is us in the hospital. Mm-hmm. All right, we're just happy you're okay, Jimmy.
We knew you were going to jerk off in the car. We just want you to be safe about it. That's all. Oh, my God.
Wear a condom.
Oh, man. Imagine, like, fucking an airbag, like, as it deploys.
Oh,
that's enough.
Break your dick.
I'm just describing the movie Crash.
I'm scaring him straight is what I'm doing.
Just, yeah. What's something else that, like, he could sit in and that would, like, risk his life while jerking off?
Maybe, what about VR?
Ooh.
I mean, what about VR? That's...
So you're VR sort of rad racing,
yeah,
all
like
around
Mario
NASCAR
Kart
track.
Oh, I thought we were talking about VR porn. So you're just being like, he should just do a VR racing game and masturbate. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
That is interesting. He should do that.
So you're racing, but sitting on a fleshlight.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
I don't hate that.
It checks out.
Okay.
All right. Okay, let's take a break. We'll thank some sponsors that are fucking left after this deviant ass half of a podcast episode. And we'll be back with more questions and answers with Anna after this. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. And we are back. Anna, do you have any?
Any advice I would have would be unsolicited, because no one has ever asked me for advice.
We're asking okay. you, so not solicited.
I mean, I was talking to you earlier, Jake. I have one, but I'm scared to do it now. I don't want to be a bully, and I feel uncomfortable with it.
What was it?
What should I do it?
Yeah, you should do it.
Well, what will you edit it out if it sounds too mean or no?
It's too late. I'm no. already keeping it in.
I have so many, but I don't know. I always have to go here. It's like the quacker. But okay, ready? You should stop making John Mayer's Instagram personality acceptable. Like, stop making that okay for him to do.
Me personally?
Yeah, you personally. And
what
you.
What the hell have I done?
What do I do?
I just think, you know what? Like, he's not funny. Everyone thinks, oh, he's so, he's like the voice of the people. Like, he's so hilarious. Like, he's commenting on everything. Comments by celebs. Like, enough. Enough. It's not funny.
You want to take away John Mayer's Instagram presence.
I want everyone to be like, John Mayer, you mean like the guy that sings Your Body is a Wonderland? Like, why would I care about what he's writing on Instagram? Right?
I love John Mayer.
Oh my God. See, you're turning on me. No, I can't. See, let's talk about something else. Don't talk on speakerphone in public.
Jake loves that too.
What are you talking about?
That's also really rude and unacceptable. Almost as unacceptable as John Mayer's Instagram comments.
Don't talk on speakerphones in public.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is rude.
That's psychotic. Well,
why is that ruder than having a conversation in public on its face?
Because it's, you don't want to, a speakerphone is so loud, you don't want to hear the other side of a conversation. You don't want to hear any side of the conversation, not even the first side. Right. Right?
Yeah, I would agree with
yeah.
you. Well, so we're talking too about, like, I think it's easy to tune out a conversation when it's just one person.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy to tune it out when there's just like a back and forth.
Yeah.
Going. And I'm also thinking like people like on the train or people like sitting in a coffee shop or something. People like walking around, I don't necessarily mind.
Yeah. I mean, if it's just in passing, I guess, yeah, that's fine. But oh my God, like waiting in line at the store, someone in front of you is having like a conversation on speakerphone. Like, are you serious? I feel like, why don't you just like start flossing or like watching a, take out a full screen television and start watching something on full blast? Like,
I think doing anything without headphones on your phone is rude.
It's rude.
Like, I've been around people just like watching a video on their phone. Mm-hmm. Like, this is insane.
Yeah.
You can't, you're accosting my space.
Yes, exactly.
But is it any louder than a conversation? Like, if two people are talking next to you, why is it worse than if one person is talking on the phone next to you?
I don't know, but I just know that it is. Like, I know in my gut that it bothers me more to hear someone talking on speakerphone than to just hear someone. Also, there's ways to talk on the phone that are more discreet and quiet. Like, right. If I'm in public, I'll be like, hey, yeah, like, I'm in the supermarket right now. But, like,
it's unnatural is what it is. And it also shows a lack of...
Thanks,
it's a lack of, like, giving a shit about the people around you.
Exactly.
So it's not... I think it's not necessarily, like, the type of conversations or whatever. It's mm-hmm. the type of person who thinks that a speaker phone conversation in a coffee shop mm-hmm. is a normal thing
yeah.
is gonna be inclined to have a bad conversation.
Exactly. Like,
you saying, I'm in the supermarket, hi, like whatever.
Yeah.
You're the kind of person that I would listen to the speakerphone conversation because
right.
you're a normal person.
Yes.
Somebody who's just like, oh yeah, we can talk speakerphone style. That's insane.
Yeah. No self-awareness.
It. Mm-hmm.
It's too much.
What if I'm next to you at like a restaurant and I'm like full blast listening to John Mayer's Instagram and I'm having a ball, obviously, because he's the man, quite frankly, and really funny. And you're looking over at me. Are you saying something?
So you're having a conversation with John Mayer's Instagram?
Yeah, so I'm talking. He can't respond because it's pre-recorded, of course.
Right.
Why are we even going through that?
So you're just sitting by yourself talking about how great John Mayer's Instagram is?
All right, separate question. Are you confronting people about this? Are you the type of lady that says, can you get off your phone?
Oh, no, I dream of being that kind of person. And I like to think of myself as that kind of person, but ultimately I'm a fucking coward. I would never call someone out for fear that they would attack me. And by the way, no one attack me who's listening to this. Like, anyone that's listening to this, like, I can't take bullying. If you think I'm annoying, you think I'm not funny, just, like, turn the other way. Like, ignore me. I won't be on the next episode. Like, just please don't bully me. Please. Please.
Just begging people not to call you out is a very funny way to start every podcast.
I can't take it.
By the way, I know I'm broadcasting myself, but I do have thin skin, so not even a constructive level of criticism. I can't handle it.
Yeah,
so
and don't worry, I won't be here next week. Anything you say won't have an effect going forward.
Listen,
I'm
to
gone.
Twitivation.
Everything you say can and will be used against me and my psyche. I can't handle it. Please, stop. Enough.
Yeah, definitely, like, the most sensitive, weakest person you've probably ever had on your podcast.
You don't come across as sensitive or weak. You come across
as... I just start crying.
You're strong in your resolve, or at the very least, that's the persona you put out.
You're confident in your weakness, which is interesting.
Oh, God. Thank you so much.
Jake, did you have any unsolicited you want to talk about, or is that's pretty good?
I mean, that's pretty solid. We've got three pieces of advice here. We have neuter John Mayer's Instagram, don't have speakerphone conversations, and leave Anna alone.
We got a question from a croc thief. I know Jake loves his crocs, so this one probably really rang true for
this
him.
This one speaks to me. I don't know if you have crocs at your house, but I've got office crocs here. I think that was actually unsolicited advice from me a few weeks ago.
Ooh.
Get yourself some office crocs.
Crocs.
I've got house UFOs.
What are those?
They are recovery sandals.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Your feet.
That's right. I'm wearing a shoe. Amir,
the boot
you see
is
this?
Gone.
The boot's gone.
Cool.
Yeah. How is your foot nowadays?
I'll tell you one quick, sweet little anecdote about my foot. The part of my cut was like a little sensitive and tender and hard to the touch.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I wonder if this is like where the screw is, cause it was so like sensitive. And then I like squeezed it and a huge ball of pus popped out.
Oh my
God. It was
God.
Awesome.
Wow.
It was like so much more satisfying than a zit because it was like thicker, pussier, and is not going to be like a blemish on my face
exactly
anymore. It was awesome.
You
was
could great. Really go for like something went, like that.
Yeah, it was so great. It was great.
Wow.
But aside from that, foot feels fine.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a screw in there.
There's a screw in my toe. Yeah, two of them, I think.
I wouldn't have taken you for a croc man.
Yeah, well, I'm surprising in a lot of ways. I'm a major croc head.
Wow.
I'm a croc fiend. I love this shit. It's because my feet hurt, or used to. Now my feet feel great. Mm. Maybe I'll get
after
rid of
the
them.
Pus screw.
But I really do. I don't like crocs per se. Mm-hmm. I just like I love comfort.
Yeah.
I love feeling like completely comfortable.
I feel that.
Don't let Anna bully you. You can say what you really think about Crocs.
Okay, Crocs also look cool.
No, they do not. I feel like...
All right, everyone, get Anna. Add her on Instagram.
You heard her.
Bully her! She must be bullied!
I know. I'm slowly realizing it's like, wait, now they're just going to bully me more.
Well, no, now we've like called for it in a weird way. So if they say anything mean, you will know like, oh, they did exactly what I wanted them to.
Right.
They played
right
into my
hands. Oh, yeah.
It's all about the mental gymnastics that we do on ourselves to protect our ego.
Yeah, yeah. Jedi mind trick. Mm-hmm. So.
All right. We need a name of someone that could be either a lady or a dude, because I'm not really sure.
Cool. Unisex.
Alistair.
Alistair.
Seems like such a guy's name.
No, because it's Alice.
Yeah.
Stir.
Oh, Alistair.
Yeah. So you're like, wait, what did you say? And it's too late. They're gone already.
Okay.
I'm a 25. I should have read literally the first five words of this question, which is, I'm a 24-year-old girl from Canada. And I need your help. Alistair writes, I'm currently in my master's at university, and I'm living with my cousin and his friend. I'm in the same house that I lived in my undergrad. One of my friends from university left his pair of custom Crocs at my house 2 years ago.
Custom.
And my cousin's friend, let's call him Tyler, moved in shortly thereafter. Since he moved in, he started wearing my friend's Crocs around the house. I asked him about a year ago if the Crocs were his, and he said yes, even though they're not. But a couple weeks ago, my friend came over, saw his Crocs. They're very distinct. They have a different colored back and an NHL team logo on them, of course, and took them home when he left. The next week, my roommate Tyler sent me a message asking where his Crocs were. When I said I didn't know, he said that they are his dad's Crocs and that he has a sentimental value attached to them. Then he basically accused me of stealing them because there are only three of us in the house and I'm the only one who thinks he would take who he thinks would take them. I don't know how to deal with this. I feel so awkward being in a home because he wants me to just give back his Crocs. Do I explain how they aren't his? Do I offer to replace them? Do I offer to replace my friend's Crocs and give Tyler back these? This is such a strange situation that I got placed in the middle of. Help!
Oh my God.
I'll tell you, I have a piece of advice just in general that this conversation reminds me of. Mm-hmm. That like anytime you like want to help someone come clean by like asking a question, like, are those your Crocs? Like, just don't. Because then they will lie.
Right.
And then it like gets you deeper in than you intended.
Yeah.
Like you have to, if you're like, I know these aren't your Crocs, like there's a better way. Because they'll disappoint you.
Exactly.
If you're like, are those your Crocs? They won't be like, oh, no, I found them.
Exactly.
They'll just say yes.
At that point, you have to lean into the lie. Because right. What are you going to say? Oh, no, they're not mine. I just took them.
Yeah.
But how could he have sentimental value attached to Crocs that were not his? I don't know.
Was your father like fucking Mario Batale? Like, I don't understand. How could he have sentimental Crocs?
It was. Yeah, it's actually Mario Batale's daughter, right?
I could see that. For him to accuse you, you could kind of just be like, I feel like you can extract yourself from this situation by just being like, I don't know what to tell you. I didn't take the Crocs.
Yeah.
And like, that's it.
And also just really express how ridiculous and disinterested you are the entire thing. Like, be like, are you serious? Like, you're accusing me of taking your Crocs?
Right.
Like, double down at that point.
That's true. You can lash out.
Yeah.
If you guys were in this exact situation, what would you do?
Get new roommates.
I would.
You would move out.
Yeah.
I would just be like, hey, starting a text thread between you guys. So-and-so, these... You say these were your Crocs, so you say they belong to your dad. Sort it out, and then I would leave the text thread.
Oh, okay, that's grown up.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Yeah,
I don't think you can leave a text thread with only three people.
Really? Jeff Rosenberg started a huge group chat text message thread for his birthday with like 17 numbers I didn't know and then left. So I think it's one of the most egregiously obnoxious things you could. I hate a group thread.
Mm-hmm.
That's like an invite where you like don't know everybody.
Right.
Insane. No one should do that.
No, I totally agree. And then you're getting all the other responses for just the numbers you don't know.
Oh, it's awful. It's so bad.
But then you can leave it as well.
As long as there's more than
two people left.
Then I don't want to go to dinner with like 12 people who I just like, oh yeah, you're the guy that left the thread, right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm Mario Batali's son.
I think honest instinct to be like, oh, like above the fray on this is like so right. Like
yeah.
You're not, think of where you are. You're like, you're in this like whirlwind of like whose Crocs are whose.
Yeah.
Getting accused of stealing Crocs.
Yeah.
You could totally just be like, hey, I don't care.
Exactly.
You guys are children.
Yeah.
This is insane.
Yeah.
You're arguing over Crocs.
Exactly.
I'm going to like, I'll throw out all the information I know. Have at it.
Yeah.
Don't involve me in this shit.
Yeah. People have real problems. Like, I have other things to do with my day than like fight about these Crocs with you.
That's a good thing. You start the text thread and then you're like, also, here's some charities that you guys should consider giving to much time.
I guess you learn something new every day. People have sentimental Crocs.
Sentimental Crocs that never belonged to you to begin with.
Yeah.
What point did these Crocs, after a year, take on so much sentimental value that they were like, at first found Crocs, then they're my Crocs, and then actually they're family heirloom Crocs.
Yeah, what?
These are legacy Crocs that were handed to me by my father.
Yeah, oh my God.
Yeah, you rarely hear things that have sentimental value to two people that don't know each other.
Yeah. Also, it's weird that they both care so much about them. Mm-hmm. Like, hypothetically, if I had a pair of like little shitty plastic sandals and then one of my...
You're talking about
that's
Crocs.
What they are. Like, and then one of my roommates or whatever like stole them, I would just be like, And then, like, went so far as to be willing to lie and be like, these are my dad's. So, like, these are important to me. It's like, he clearly needs these more than I.
Right. That's true. I lost a pair of Crocs once. Mm-hmm. And a pair of Crocs of mine were stolen from me.
Okay.
Yeah. And it does, it hurts. It stinks.
You wrote this question.
I brought a pair of Crocs to the beach, and I went back, and you leave your shoes by the boardwalk.
Uh-huh.
And I went back, and they were gone.
Also, what the hell is a custom Croc? Like, did it have, like, clips on it? Like, you put little clips in the holes?
Yeah, they described the custom Crocs, right? It wasn't custom as, like, made specifically for this person. It was just, like, there was, like, an NHL team on them or something.
Oh,
like,
so
not
okay.
necessarily custom, but, like...
Were yours custom?
No, they were just navy blue.
Oh.
Now I've got the beige outside, and those are real choice.
Ooh, the yeah. beige.
Give me a grayish croc.
What croc?
That's red, half gray, half beige, all croc.
What colorway are those crocs?
Those are must crocs.
You wanted them to blend with the leg?
It's a must croc.
Blend with the leg. A hairy, pale, beige croc.
That would be a cool fucking custom croc. Nude Ooh, crocs
yeah.
that have like toenails painted on
yes.
that looks like your foot.
Wow.
Caveman crocs.
Get me a
Save
pair.
It for Twinnovation.
That's actually true. You could do like Hobbit crocs. Frodo Ooh. Style crocs.
Yes.
With
yeah.
a little fur on the top.
Yeah. Bring back crocs. Like crocs deserve another moment.
I think Jake is desperately trying to.
That is true.
They're like they're clogs. They're yeah. like wooden clogs that are plastic.
That are plastic. But they're like they're very lightweight. They're very I implore you to try on my Crocs.
Could you
when
run
we go
in
outside.
Them?
If you had to.
Wow.
They have the strap they have the strap, which is really nice. You can slip into them just like slippers. Mm-hmm. But then if you're going to go on a distance, you fold back the
activate them.
Yeah, you fold back the strap.
Yeah.
You could probably I don't think you could haul ass, mm-hmm. but you could jog. You
wow.
could catch a you wouldn't want to, but you could catch a train or something in them.
Okay.
But like, I tend to not want to go outside in my Crocs. I don't have my Crocs are for inside.
Okay. They're like indoor sandals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're running in your Crocs, something went terrible in your life. Sprinting yeah. in a Croc.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you're running away from somebody who thinks those Crocs belong to them. Get back here with my father's Crocs.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. When would you ever be running in Crocs? I don't know why that was my...
To protect them.
First thought. Yeah, exactly.
To protect the Crocs.
We must protect the Croc. All right, Anna, we talked a little bit about Twinnovation, but why don't you give us a hard sell? What do you have to promote? It can be this podcast, but it doesn't have to be.
Oh, wow. Well, Twinnovation is all I have, so I definitely am going to go with promoting Twinnovation. By a fluke, I ended up as a member of Twinnovation. It's a podcast that I do with my fiance, David, and his brother, I want to say... Jim Rosenberg?
Jimbo?
Yeah.
Jimbo?
John Rosenberg. And it's the three of us. We talk about inventions.
And
we
schemes.
We
don't forget the schemes.
We have schemes. We have dreams. We argue. We bicker. We go off course. It's a whole lot of fun.
It's a blast.
Twinnovation's been one of our favorite shows for a long time, and I'm glad that it has new blood and it's got a new lease on life.
Thank you,
Jake. People should definitely give it a chance if they used to listen. They should come back.
Yes, absolutely. Oh yeah, we've got a lot going on over there.
And where can people find you on Soch?
Anna Nikolich, that's A-N-A Nikolich on Instagram.
But we might go just Anna. We might just go A-N-A. We'll see if anyone has that.
Oh,
that's cool.
Someone had it as a completely empty account with no posts on it for the longest time.
Where is it now?
I think someone actually snatched it up.
Damn.
I
really, I want, Amir has at Amir, and I really want at Jake, but the guy that has at Jake does some shit.
Really?
Yeah, he's active.
That's amazing that you have just Amir.
Yeah, thank you. I was...
How do you feel about
that? It was exciting at the time, and it's only aged gracefully. The fact that it's me to have it that way is not only a highlight of my life, it's actually a highlight of yours.
Okay. It is. It's something to aspire to.
In actuality, it was like a friend of mine who worked at Facebook that's like, you know, I could probably give you this account name because the guy who's using it is like, has stopped using it years ago. So it's legally back into our possession.
Whoa. Oh, that's so cool.
I stole it.
That's amazing.
All right. The opening theme song was written by Jacob LeGrand. This closing one wants to be anonymous. So thank you, anonymous writing man.
That's cool.
Very cool.
If you have your own questions or theme songs, send them all down to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. We got more stuff on our Patreon, more If I Were You episodes, more Jake and Amir Watch episodes. We just posted this week my speech at Jake's wedding. Anna, have you seen that?
Anna was there.
Yes, I saw it live, and I did see you talking about that. That was an amazing speech.
Yeah, thankfully, Mars, super producer Marissa, recorded it without our permission. And then we're like, this is great. Subtitle it for us, please.
Yeah.
I can sell the greatest day of my life, I think.
And then we also got... Yeah. We have new episodes with Finn Wolfhard coming out there this week or next.
That's right.
So check out all of that at patreon.com/JA. Anna, thank you again for coming by.
Thank you. This was amazing.
You were amazing.
Wow.
It's the nicest thing he's said to anyone, not even a guest. Just anyone.
Sorry, I'm stirring up John Mayer's Instagram.
I'm DMing John Mayer telling him he said he sucks.
Maybe he'll finally come on our podcast and defend himself. No.
We'll be back next week. Bye, everybody.
Say you got the blues, yeah, those watery eyes. Well, if I were you, here's my last ditch advice. You know this won't help, it'll only make it worse. But Starbucks is close and I've prearranged the hearse. So you do you. If I were you, show@gmail.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.